Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jono Siantan with Evening News. The headlines. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says Budget 2024-25 strikes a fine balance among priorities like growth and employment. State Commissioner for Persons with Disabilities, Tetono Nakro, advocates enhanced support and accessibility for persons with disabilities. Lok Sabha resumes discussion on demands for grants under the control of the Ministry of Railways for 2024-25. And in the 2024 Paris Olympics, Indian pugilist Lovlina Borgohain is through to the quarterfinal of the women's 75kg boxing. Now the news in detail. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the union budget strikes a fine balance among priorities like growth, employment, welfare, capital investment and financial consolidation. She was replying to the debate on the union budget 2024-25 in the Rajya Sabha today, saying that the government believes in the motto of Sabka Saad, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Viswas and Sabka Prayas. The finance minister stressed that the budget has proposed unflinching support for cooperative federalism. The finance minister rejected the opposition's allocation of a reduction in allocation in the agriculture sector. Sitharaman informed that 1.48 lakh crore rupees have been allocated for education, employment and skilling. State Commissioner for Persons with Disabilities, Tetono Nakro, has advocated for enhanced support and accessibility for persons with disabilities. She pointed out the need to activate the district-level committees on disability, maintaining that many are not functioning as per the mandate of the Disability Act. Nakro was today speaking at a distribution camp for persons with disabilities, Divyangjan, organized by the District Level Committee on Disability in collaboration with Artificial Limbs Manufacturing Corporation of India in Kohima. The camp was held under the scheme Assistance to Disabled Persons for Purchase, Fitting of Aids and Appliances. Nakro said that families with disabled members face unique and high costs requiring extra assistance. She observed that there is limited support from society, the church and the government for affected families. She pointed out that the high cost of assistive aids and devices often lead to exclusion and isolation of persons with disabilities. Kohima Deputy Commissioner Kumar Ramnikant, in his speech, emphasized on the importance of making society more accessible. He said that equality cannot be achieved without accessibility, and this camp represents a small but significant step towards creating a more inclusive society. The DC urged the community to be more aware of the needs of persons with disabilities. The Lok Sabha today resumed discussion on the demands for grants under the control of the Ministry of Railways for 2024-25. Participating in the discussion, T.M. Selva Ganapati of DMK raised the issue of safety of railways and higher operational cost. He accused the government for giving less allocation to the railways projects in Tamil Nadu. Dilip Swaker of BJP said the country is witnessing the positive effects of works done to build a robust railways infrastructure. He said world-class railways infrastructure have been made under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He said budgetary allocation for railways have witnessed tremendous growth since 2014. He said railways has received a record allocation of over 2,52,000 crore rupees in the financial year 2024-25. Devesh Shakya of Samajwadi Party, Papi Haldar of TMC, Harish Chandra Meena of Congress also participated in the discussion. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways, Nitin Gadkari, has urged Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman to withdraw the 18% goods and services tax, GST, imposed on life and medical insurance premiums. Gadkari, in a letter to the Finance Minister, said that the 18% GST currently levied on life and medical insurance premiums tends to penalize individuals seeking to protect themselves and their families against life's uncertainties. He contended that taxing life insurance premiums, especially taxes, the very act of preparing for unforeseen circumstances, which is the counterproductive to the objective of providing financial security. Gadkari said high tax rate discourages individuals from investing in medical insurance despite its crucial role in ensuring public health and financial stability. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipirio has extended warm greetings to the Awl community on the occasion of Tsingdemong. Rio, in his greeting message, said that Tsingdemong is a pre-harvest festival of thanksgiving and seeking God's blessings for a bountiful harvest. The Chief Minister expressed hope that the festivities will be filled with happiness and lasting memories. The launching program of the scheme PM Vishwakarma Skilling Component was held today in Gifre. Gifre Deputy Commissioner and Chairman, DIC, PM Vishwakarma, Tamsuwadi Longama, in his address said that components of the scheme such as skill development, access to finance, technology adoption and marketing linkages are aimed at fostering innovation, creativity and entrepreneurship in all-round development. The DC urged all participants to give their best during the training program. PM VKS IT cards were also distributed to the beneficiaries.
तारीख पर तारीख, युग का हो गया अंत, न्यायिक प्रक्रिया के लिए समय सीमा तय, भारतीय नागरिक सुरक्षा संहिता 1 जुलाई से लागू, आजाद भारत के अपने कानून.
This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. In Kerala, death toll in a massive landslide that devastated Wayanad yesterday has reached 157. 186 injured people are undergoing treatment in various hospitals. About 100 people are reportedly missing. Relief and rescue operations are in full swing. Several bodies are believed to be buried beneath the debris, while several others washed away in a landslide into Chaliyar River in Malappuram district. The Interior Meteorological Department has forecast isolated extremely heavy rainfall with very heavy falls over the northeast, northwest, west, central and southern parts of the country for the next few days. IMD said many areas across the country will witness very heavy rainfall for the next 4 days. Meanwhile, state capital Kohima recorded a maximum temperature of 24.4 degrees Celsius and a minimum of 18.1 degrees Celsius in the past 24 hours. A rainfall of 18.1 millimeter was recorded with a relative humidity of 88%. A total of 2,463 security personnel from Central Armed Police Force and Assam Rifles have lost their lives on duty between 2021 to 2023. Out of these, 112 had died in action, while 2,351 died. In a written reply to Rajya Sabha today, Minister of State for Home, Nityanand Rai, said benefits are being provided to the families or next of kin of the personnel who sacrificed their lives for the nation. The Union Public Service Commission, UPSC, has cancelled the provisional candidature of Pooja Khetkar and permanently debarred her from all its future exams. The UPSC announced in a release that after examining available records, it has found Khetkar guilty of violating Civil Services Examination 2022 rules. The Commission had earlier issued a show cause notice to her for fraudulently availing attempts beyond the permissible limit by faking her identity. The UPSC said it will further strengthen the standard operating procedure to ensure that such a case does not recur in the future. And at the 2024 Paris Olympics, Indian shooter Swapnil Kusale qualified for the final of men's 50-meter rifle three positions event by finishing seventh with a score of 590. In boxing, Indian pugilist Lovlina Borgohain is through to the quarterfinal of women's 75-kilogram boxing. Lovlina won the round of 16 bout with an unanimous decision, defeating Suniva Hofstad of Norway. In badminton, both P.V. Sindhu and Lakshya Sen entered round of 16. In archery, Deepika Kumari entered into round 16. Meanwhile, in women's 54 kilogram round of 16 boxing match, Briti Bawal lost to Yeni Arias of Colombia in a 3-2 split decision. So far, India has won 2 medals, both bronze in shooting. And now it's 20 news. Here are the headlines again. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says Budget 2024-25 strikes a fine balance among priorities like growth and employment. State Commissioner for Persons with Disabilities, Tetono Nakro, advocates enhanced support and accessibility for persons with disabilities. Lok Sabha resumes discussion on demands for grants under the control of the Ministry of Railways for 2024-25. And in the 2024 Paris Olympics, Indian bugleist Lovlina Borgohain is through to the quarterfinal of the women's 75 kg boxing. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.